Right? It's like the story we're saying, isn't it? The goof is not there. Chutz min ha-yayin v'shemen. So yayin v'chos ha-boy p'yar gofen, mozik edarko, v'nei shu choshev, v'soed, v'misameach, v'nishtane, li'ilo yigadol. V'chein ha-shemen, v'orchen al-boy p'yar eitz. Ki l'kach v'amator, eretz eis shemen. Momosh ha-shemen kezayas. V'inim bracha l'fon al-fulach.
Are you saying by yayin it's considered as if the gufa over time because of the side?
It doesn't say. He just says chutz min ha-yayin v'shemen.
I thought maybe you were saying like your svara about how.
Well, he's not saying why. He's just saying it's. He's just saying it is very choshev. It's very choshev, and shemen from the pasuk.
A lot of adjectives.
Choshev, soed, sameach, nishtana, li'ivu, you would have done a better job.
No, I'm not putting it down.
What are you saying to the rhythm?
I'm saying different types of concepts that can be expressed.
Oh, so
like, kind of like that type of idea, like apparently needs a lot of,
right.
You can see what the concept is. You
can see stuff.
Yes. Okay, so what do we have to say?
Can you erase that part of the tape?
I'm really exposing the whole scissor there.
What?
Scissor. Okay, so I was thinking about it a little more yesterday.
Scissor.
That Rashi. Yad. Maybe it's a different idea. Maybe it's a different idea. Yo, what do you guys want to say? Well, you should see. You know, you're a guest. I'll give the other guys a chance. Anybody want to say something?
We'll
we had a question that we were dealing with. I mean, just from the approach that we were looking to take at the end of this year on Rav Nachman's side.
Right.
So the idea seemed to kind of be that he would agree with Rava that there's this idea of, you know, this regular idea and basic idea in brachos that Rava has, that, you know, the substance that grows off the tree you'd make a ha'etz on. And there's like an additional idea of like, you know, the outcome, the product, you know, whatever.
Right.
But according to Rava, you know, within his idea of that, you know, the substance that grows on the tree, even if you crush up the substance, so even if it has different forms, so you crush up the wheat, so it's still wheat,
right.
So you still make a hadama on it.
Right.
But seemingly, even though Rav Nachman seems to contain this idea that, you know, he'd also make a bracha on the substance of the tree, and olive would also get, you know, and the wheat stalks would also get a hadama in a different form, he would disagree with Rava about that. He would hold that, you know, his idea on, you know, the bracha on the substance of the tree wouldn't include it in a different form. It has to be in that particular form.
Right.
So if you want to say that he agrees with Rava, but he has a new idea, it doesn't seem that simple, because it seems like he has to modify that first idea also, because it doesn't contain the exact same thing that Rava's idea would contain.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so what do you say?
We have an idea for that question. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So if you ask the question, you're kind of assuming basically that Rava has this idea that the bracha, when you make a bracha on a wheat stalk going out of the ground, or when you make a bracha on olive, if you're basically making the bracha on, you're defining pri in that case as the substance that grows out of the tree, or the substance that grows out of the ground. And that's, you know, not the leaves of the tree, not the bark, you know, the whatever we call the fruit, specifically, botanically, whatever. But it's on that substance. So if you crush up that substance, you take the wheat stalk and you crush it up, it's still the substance that grew out of the ground, so it's still make the same bracha. So we were assuming that Rav Nachman held from that idea plus. But it seems like you could say Rav Nachman has a totally different idea in how he defines pri, that both adds a new idea and kind of modifies this idea of the substance of, you know, the wheat stalk as a pri also. So So we wanted to say his idea is not that it's the substance that grows out of the ground that's considered a pre, but that there's a conceptual entity that's called the outcome of the ground that we give the shem pre to. And that idea is divided into two parts. There's the immediate outcome, and there's the ultimate outcome of the ground. So the immediate outcome is not that substance that grows out of the ground, but that entity that grows out of the ground. So the wheat stalk, that initial entity, the immediate outcome of the ground, that's one type of pre, that's one type of outcome. So that wheat stalk gets a bracha, it's called pre-adama. But if you crush up that wheat stalk, it's no longer that entity. It's true, it's the substance, but we're not looking at the substance. We're looking at that entity which grew out of the ground, the wheat stalk, which this no longer is, so it can't be called pre-adama. So now we have to look at the other kind of pre, the ultimate outcome of the ground. And that outcome has to be something that naturally basically flows out of the initial outcome. In order to be called an ultimate production of the ground, it's got to be something that naturally flows. So it can't be that, it's got to be miyad. There can't be any intervening step. And it's got to be, that's also, you could say that's why it's got to be planted for that, because it's got to be called an outcome of that ground. So if you planted it for something else, it's not called an outcome of this thing. But it's also got to be, it's got to be that's its derech achila. It's got to be the outcome. So it's true that if you would crush up wheat and get flour, and flour was considered the outcome of the wheat, and therefore basically the outcome of the ground, then it would get a bracha as the ultimate pri ha'adama. But since that's not the derech achila, you can't say that's the pri ha'adama. So therefore, you would have to, it would have to be something that would actually be eaten. And bread also can't be called pri ha'adama because it's not a natural flow in from the production of the ground. So therefore, you're kind of caught in the middle. So therefore, there's really no ultimate pri, the second kind of pri, by wheat, but by olive oil. There is an ultimate kind of pre. The initial pre is the olive, and according to Rav Nachman, there is an ultimate kind of pre, an ultimate production of the tree, which is the olive oil.
So what are they arguing about? What's the machlokas?
It seems like they're arguing in how you define pre. Is it just the substance that grows out of the thing, or is it a conceptual entity?
And that conceptual entity
can be divided into two different types. But you see then why, if you crush up the wheat, it's no longer considered pre according to Rav Nachman, but for Rava it is.
Still not sure why it has to naturally flow out of it, though.
I think because the idea is that this is a product of the tree, and if there's an intervening step, then it's not a product of the tree; it's a product of that intervening step. If it naturally results, then it can be attributed back to the tree.
Naturally results, but
oil doesn't naturally result.
But
man has
to come
completely
out. Flour needs water. Flour also can't come naturally. I'm saying that your question is strengthened also by the case of bread. Bread can't just be made naturally.
Bread's not in the question.
Flour requires water to make dough.
Bread's not
in the question, so we don't have to. I should sharpen it a little bit. Back to that
Yeah.
Well. That's the sticky part. So I was thinking, go ahead.
Different idea that really there's different from yesterday. There's only one type of pre.
Okay.
That's a natural pre.
Okay.
The machlokas is so keeping what we said to the Rava, who holds that that a change in form, he holds it simply that when you a shinoi in the in the form does not remove the chal shem of the pre. Change in form is still, even though changed forms, it's still the pre.
Okay.
But the other shita holds really a shinoi does change the chal shem of the pre. So what about shem and zayis? But over here, it's not really a change in the entity. Because over here, what you're doing, what the shinoi does, is it brings the entity into a certain state where now it's in the optimal form for maisei achila, for consumption. Okay. It's not a change in the chal or shem, in the essence of the thing. That's what he means. It comes to the derech achila. That what the change does is, all it does now is it puts that entity that existed into a situation where now it has its optimal consumption.
And
how does it not change?
So what is the difference as miyat?
There's two types of... Oh, so what miyat does is like this.
Isn't bread the optimal consumption of
No,
meat?
That's true. But the point is, the reason why... See, this shita holds that a change does remove the chal shem pri. But the only reason why this type of change doesn't is because it's the change, the objective is not to... You're not creating a new entity. You're taking that entity and you're just putting it into an optimal form for derech achila. But really, if it was any other type of change, it would remove the chal shem pri. So if it's not miyad, if there's an intermediary step, so once you get to that intermediary, so once you make that first change, so at that point, the objective of that change was not to put in a form of derech achila. It's an intermediary step. So once you have that type of change, that change removes the chal shem pri. So now when you do the next change, you're no longer, you know, the shame pre was already removed because you had a shinoi whose objective was not to put it into a state of derech achila.
That's not totally accurate, though, to say that the...
That's why if it's miyad, though, then this type of, the change is not a change to change the entity. It's simply there to facilitate the derech achila, the proper derech achila. So according to Rava, any change does not remove the chal shem pri. According to the shita, change does remove the chal shem pri. The only thing is that this type of change, you can't really call a change in the entity, because all it's doing is facilitating the derech achila. But if it's not miyad, so then the first step, once you get to that intermediary step, that wasn't to facilitate the achila, that's an intermediary step. Oh, so that change removes the chal shem pri. So now it's removed. So now you can't call pri anymore.
How could you suggest that step of changing from wheat to flour, the objective is not to facilitate derech achila? Of course it is.
No, I'm saying...
It doesn't immediately result in it, but
no,
that
but
is the objective.
That shinoi is to bring it to an intermediary step, and then the next shinoi is to bring it to the state of derech achila. I'm not talking about the ultimate, what the kavana, the das, or the gavra is to ultimately bring it to. I'm saying the quality of that shinoi is not to facilitate it. That shinoi is simply there to create the flower, and then when you change the flower, then you're changing it derech achila. So once you do that first step, since its objective isn't to create derech achila, that's a shinoi, and that removes the shame pri. But when the whole shinoi is simply to put it into a state where you can have proper consumption, that's not really a change in the entity. That's not you're not changing the conceptual entity. You just, for a man to perform his maisei achila on it, it has to be, optimally, it has to be put into a new form. But if there's an intermediary step, that's a shinoi, that removes the chal shem pri.
How are you defining chal shem pri such that because you're allowing it to be eaten, remains? What parameter? What are the parameters on chal shem pri?
I don't think that's the way I'm doing it. They're not tackling that question. All they're saying is what removes the chal. It's like it's kind of in the negative. What would remove that identity from the pri? So according to one shita, a change does not remove it. According to one shita, a change does. But this type of change, you can't call it a removal because it's just facilitating the gavra performing his maisei achil on it. But once it's an intermediary step.
I understand.
What do you say? Ken? Josh? Howie? How you doing? Love the Max.
He was afraid that he didn't have the source. He's running out of time.
Packing his bags.
40 minutes.
What do you say to what John's saying? You like it, lady?
Yeah.
I don't really understand. Difference. I keep saying like it's facilitating man's chila. I just don't understand like why flour isn't facilitating it. Like I just don't understand what you know. Maybe it's just.
Because you see, when it comes to the shem and zayis, right? So I'm saying there's really two types of changes. It's equivocal. in one thing, you're in one situation, the change, the whole. What's so funny?
Don't introduce it like that.
In one change, in one sense, it's not really. You're not like, for example, like just to give an analogy, like let's say you have a big roast, okay. So now let's say you when you cut it up into like thin slices, you're not changing the entity of the roast. You're just putting it into a state where man consumes it in its optimal form. Okay? So I'm saying that you can't call, that's not a shinoi, right? But by the flour, you see, if there's an intermediary step, so when you go to the flour, you can't say turning it into a flour is facilitating, is bringing that entity into its optimal form of achila. No, it's a completely new thing. And when you have the next change, what you'd be doing is you're taking the flour and you're putting it, maybe that next change. But once you had the initial change, this shita holds, any shinoi is a removal of the shein pri. So when you have a shinoi, once you turn it to flour, the shein pri vanishes. But if the change is just facilitating the achila, that's not a shinoi in the chal shein. That's just a shinoi that allows, that's a different type of change. That just allows the person to perform maise achila on it.
So does change remove the chal shein, or does it not?
It does. But that's, I'm saying this is not, I'm saying this is not really a change in the conceptual entity. It's allowing the person to act on it.
Word change is also
in the optimal way.
You didn't mean change qua change.
So can you just state the machlokas one more time?
Yeah, the machlokas is very simple. The machlokas is, when you say a change removes the shein pri. So according to Rava, it doesn't. So it doesn't matter why whether you're going to come up, it doesn't matter. Ishtani, that's what he looks at Shemin's eyes. He says, you see, change does remove the shein pri. The guy says, no, really change does remove the shein pri. If it's ishtani, it's lav v'melson kai. But this is a different type of ishtani. This type of ishtani is simply allowing the person to perform maise achila. It's not a change in the chatzah. Like, it's not an intrinsic change in the entity.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Now I buy it.
It's similar. I'll give you a better example, though. Maybe we'll do the sigyon next, because it sort of flows into it, even though it's a few blot away. Question is cooking a vegetable. Now, if everybody agrees... If you, it's also the same question. Do you say once it's cooked, is it still benilse? Or do you say no, cooking changed it? Cooking changed it. But everybody agrees if it's not eaten raw and it's only eaten cooked, then the cooking is not considered changing it. Cooking is the shame period. In other words, it's actualizing. The difference between actualizing a potential achila that existed in the fruit. In other words, the zayas contains the shemen, and the shemen just has to be concentrated to be usable as shemen zayas. It takes a lot of olives to concentrate enough oil. But the kemach, but the bread. Is not being released, not being released by grinding the wheat. In other words, it takes the whole process of changing wheat into another substance, which allows you to make bread. That's what the miyad question is. That's what Rashi says has to be miyad. If it's miyad, miyad means that the quality was in the fruit, kibriyoso, it just needs to be a tikkun has to be performed to allow that quality to exist. To be utilized, but if it goes through a process in the middle, that's not derech briyot, that's not derech achiloso, so then that's a shino. You know, I would say, I think you're saying, I don't know if I could say it better than you, but the point is that the question of miyad or not is like you're saying that if it's not miyad, then you can't say that was just a tikkun to the thing, because it destroyed it. It didn't produce It didn't simply, it wasn't a tikkun to make it more edible. That's not its derech achilaso. So then it has a shame of a shinoi. If it has a shame shinoi, then you don't have the pri anymore. So if the change makes it more edible, then you don't say that it's a shinoi. That's considered a tikkun. But notice all the qualities were there. It's just allowing, you're just removing the impediments for those intrinsic qualities to come out, like cooking. It's all there. It's just too hard. It has to be softened. But you're not creating a new thing. But if the change doesn't bring it into derech achilaso, if it doesn't bring it into derech achilaso, then you can't call it anymore simply a tikkun. Now it's a change. Any shinoi, you don't have the original. Anything that is performed later is performed to that new entity. It's not like gezel. You say gezel, you say shinoi is kona. You say if you steal an object and you change it, you're kona. Right? You wouldn't say if you steal wheat, you wouldn't say if you steal olives and you take them into oil, it's not a shinoi. Right? It's a shinoi. It's physically, the thing is changed. But in terms of the bracha, it's a different idea. That's what Rava was saying. Rava says, look, it's a shinoi. It is a shinoi. In any other area of Torah, you'd say you were a mishana. I stole olives and I turned them into oil, it's a shinoi. Right? I'm not holding in the sugya, but Mustava, it's a shinoi. So you'd be kona. So Rava concludes there's no shinoi does not change over here. Shinoi doesn't affect the shame free. But Rav Nachman says no. Says there's a different idea of a shinoi here. The idea of shinoi here is in terms of derech achilaso. That it's not called a shinoi. It's not called a shinoi if it's facilitating the achila of the thing shibriyaso. That's not called a shinoi. That's called an improvement. Not a shinoi at all. Rava says it's a shinoi, therefore shinoi is not a factor. Rav Nachman says no. In this realm, you don't define shinoi in that way. Define shinoi in terms of achila, and therefore it's not a shinoi at all. But because the bread is going to be, because the chitim goes to an intermediary stage where it's not there, then at that step you can't say it's not a shinoi. You can't say at that step you're just improving the thing, because at this step it's not improved. It's not there, chachilaso.
It's a shinoi is like a relative to the framework. Insofar as this
right.
is a food, it's not a shinoi.
Like cooking it. So even Rav Nachman will be loaded by the cooking. I mean, that's certainly not wrong, because it is there. But it's not a physical change. But it's not so simple of it. I mean, it's a whole sugya. The Rif paskins, I mean, we don't hold the sugya, but the Rif holds that on a vegetable that can be eaten raw or cooked, like a carrot, you make a bari pri adama when it's raw and a shahakol if it's cooked. But okay, very good. Still difficult to run. I mean, Lushan still. All the Russian is still hard.
Here's this one.
Hilkach Islay Uya. Hocha Islay Uya. Hilkach Yotzo Mechlau Pri. So you could say that's why this change removes the Pri. But then ulechlal derech hakelos lo ba is redundant. And shemen miyad ba b'shini v'chal derech hakelos. Why do you have to say ikra pri l'kach not u? Isn't that what it means, derech hakelos? That is derech hakelos?
Yeah, I thought that's what it's defining.
Isn't that what it means?
Meaning, if it wasn't l'kach not u, you couldn't call it derech hakelos.
Derech pri, see. Like Rashi, take a quick look. I don't take a quick look at that Gemara over there. And on Lam Chesam Beis, Rashi says over here. He says Kol Yerek, the Kol Yerek she'ain darko le'ochol chai. It's like 15 miles down. Any vegetable, all vegetables that are not eaten raw, she'mitchiloso im ochol chai shehakol hayam varich, like a potato. Shogo, if you cook it, a vo l'derech achiloso. When you cook it, that makes it derech achiloso, right? Hu ikra pirio. That is its pri. U'mavorech bor pri adam. Right. But I guess what Rashi bothers over here is that a potato over here, it's obviously that's what it's planted for. It's not edible before that. Not edible before that. But the olive is edible both ways. Actually, it's more edible as a fruit than as oil. So Rashi seems to hold that when it's either way, it has to have one derech achila. When it's either way, in order for the change to retain its shem pri, then it has to be ikar. In other words, you can have something that has two darkei achila. Right? You can say shemen. You say the zayis has two ways to eat it. Potato is a simple case. It only has one way to be eaten. Cooked. Right? So, and if you eat it raw, it's a shahakal. So it's definitely ikar pri when you cook it. But apparently what's bothering Rashi over here is that it could be eaten as an olive too. Right? It could be eaten as an olive too. It has to be that the shinoi, to not be a shinoi, has to be really fulfilling what it's all made for.
That's lekach matu.
Lekach matu. You need all of those things.
Can you repeat it again? Is that ruling like which?
He seems to hold that if there are two ways that it's eaten, meaning as an olive and as oil, right, then in order to retain the shem pri, it has to be that the change brings it to its ikar.
That's why it's ikar
hapri. Right. Because you could say if it was mainly eaten as an olive, and you could also squeeze oil out of it, then apparently he would hold. It would seem he would say that the ikar pri is as an olive. So now it's a shina from the ikar pri. It's only called not a shina because you're saying the ikar really is the oil that's in there. That really is the ikar.
But
oil
is
But don't we
orange
say
juice? Yeah, apparently Rashi told you to make an eitz on orange juice. Not a smash for that way.
Okay, so?
Yeah.
But it's funny because insofar as the ikar chiloso, mm-hmm. we say that shemen is a zuke mazik. So wouldn't it be the case that the zayis itself is the ikar chiloso?
Apparently the ikar chiloso is through mixtures, but that still is its ikar chiloso. That's ikar. The ikar is why you're... He doesn't say, I mean, it is an interesting thing. And it's always, remains a slight question in my mind that he's not saying the Iker food is oil. He's saying that's why you put olive oil. It remains a slight question to me that it does seem to be. I'm not sure what it means. I'm not sure what it means. Does it mean that since it's essentially for oil, even though not essentially for eating oil, you know what I mean? When you eat it, you still mishabeach. It seems strange to me to hold that way. It seems strange.
Can you repeat that?
He
doesn't say that's the way it's eaten, essentially. He says that's why it's planted. In other words, imagine a world where olive trees are planted essentially for oil. Okay? Yet, the main use of that oil is not for eating. And, if you can carry this all together...
Yeah, what? The main use of the oil is not for eating?
That's correct.
Car fuel.
For lighting.
For whatever. Motor oil, whatever you want. But, yet, of all the ways olive products are consumed, maybe even olives are eaten more than olive oil. Can we get any get all that?
Yeah.
Would that change things? Would you still make a Borei Pri Eitz on the oil? Uh-huh. It seems that's what Rashi is alluding to.
Yeah, right.
Of course, in other words, what's the pri? In terms of what's the pri of the olive, you don't ask necessarily for achila questions. Right. That's the question of what is it grown for. It's essentially grown for its oil. So now you can view the pressing of the olive as not a shinoi in terms of the pri. Now if I eat it, I have to make more grains.
Did we see the word pri used outside of the realm of achila? Outside of the realm of ocha?
Absolutely. Yeldvam sheh alamachal parasim alamazim.
Our caring families.
Peros,
yeah. Peros means, I mean, you have it a lot. By, a lot of monetary things. You have it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a monetary market. Karen and Peros, the monetary marshal. Like, Nichsei Malug, Nichsei Tombarzo. Nichsei Tombarzo. So the husband has to return the Karen, but has the right to the Peros.
So what's that,
Peros? That's an interesting sugya. What exactly is called a pri? The Gemara does go into questions. What's considered Peros of Nichsei Tombarzo?
Or what does that mean?
Which part?
Tombarzo.
Yeah, that's when you a woman brings into the marriage certain types of property that the husband guarantees to return in its original state. That's like its own barzo, like iron sheep. Nothing happens to iron sheep.
And Nichsei Tzon Melug, he gets the key to everything, basically?
Nichsei Melug, that whatever he... it's reduced the value, he doesn't have to replace the value. He's not taking a chrayas. He's not taking any chrayas. But he gets Peros. I'm trying to remember. I know the whole thing includes. But there are machlokes. What is considered Peros? What are considered Peros? I don't really think it's. I'm not going to say fruitful, but I don't think it's. I don't think it's going to help us any to chase down other sugyas where they use the word pri. Yeah.
Just support for that reading of Rashi. Because conceptually, that's really what the bracha is. What the bracha is, the machayav is your personal hana, but the content of the shevach is the entity itself. When you make a bracha, the content of that shevach is just the entity. So it stands to reason that once you get Hana, but now you say, well, now you examine the properties of the entity. And if this is, if that's the whole...
Well, the reason why it makes sense here is because the question of Shinoi. It's a question of Shinoi. And he's saying as long as that's the ikar of the thing, it's not called the Shinoi of the thing. Right? And certainly, if you eat the olive as an olive, you say pri, even though it's going for another thing, because you're eating it has the same pri. All right, let's go on. Do we go on? John, do you have the next figure prepared already? Make my job easier. Go ahead. What are we up to here?
Are we doing the rush? Or?
No, I thought we said we were going to finish up the Gemara. Didn't we say that? The Chiyuslay. The Chiyuslay? Nobody did that yet?
We did that.
Did that? Max, you got anything for us?
Yep, got it.
What you got?
Well, Hayitz on the Ayin is a machlokes between the Rifa and Shita Kodi Morgan Abram.
Correct.
Is that called a machlokas?
And I got this from a book, by the way. So I didn't do research. I just got it from a book that has all, lists all these things. Okay, a dama al pas.
Yeah.
Is a machlokas between the nishmas adam, which says you're yotze, and then the ridva says you're not yotze, and also there's a hilchos kanas quoted in the Yad Ephraim that says you're not yotze.
Once again.
You sound like a
post. So, take a look
at Yud Bey Zemanel in Brachos.
What was it?
Yud Bey Zemanel.
Tosis. Low.
Okay. It's funny, Yuzakram had no problem arguing with the
Rebuzz.
The
Rebuzz
in both
of
these
I don't think they had the Rebuzz. I don't know if they had the Rebuzz.
Oh, that's just a recent thing.
Yeah,
all right. Well, that would give them no problem with arguing.
Because nobody mentions, they don't mention. But look at this, they don't have a problem arguing with Tosis either. Take a look at the Tosis. Suze is a Dibrasco low. So it says by the period of a Mihu. Well, it's a little complicated to give you. Mihu Haya Omer Ra. I guess it would be a Hanano? I don't know. Imoya. What? By there's a period?
There's a lot of periods in this.
The second word on the line is me.
Five lines down, yeah.
When's all the first one?
Indeed, okay, I found it. Thank you.
Mihu, hoya omer rach. Im hoya yodea bibirur. Shetoa bidiburo. Question of making a mistake of here. This is actually the Gemara we did, no? Sheomar. Bore pri ho'etz, tachas pri ha'gofen. Tos says, if you know for sure that you said bore pri ho'etz instead of bore pri ha'gofen, divisoch k'dei dibor yochol lachzobo. Okay, so it's mashma, so take a look at the Gilyon HaShas in the bottom.
As opposed to what?
You're
not totally sure if you
said Borei. I can't. I don't know the whole story. It's a complicated story, but let's see. So you said over here. See the Gilyon HaShas there? B'emsa Devarav, Shama Borei Pei Yitzachas Borei Pei Goven. See it? Mashma Mizeh, the Im Bireich Ala Yayin Borei Pei Yit, Lo Yotza. That's the implication of this Tosfos. V'chein Kosov Amogin Avram, Simen Reish Ches, Sif Kot Chof Beis, Shem Tshuvas Rihalevi. V'tamu Ali. Kivega says it's astounding to me. Da yayin shame kriyalov. Yayin has a shame pri. Tam vorchen bori pri hagofen. Dim kain shapim vorich bori pri hoix. Elo de hoya lo levarer yoser shumi yefen. Says in other words, it's a pri. Right? It's definitely a pri. And it's a pri hoix. The only thing is, you were supposed to be more specific. Which eights? That's all you're lacking. You're lacking specificity. Didn't kein lo gora mi birech shehakol the kaimel and the yotze. Shouldn't be any worse than the guy who said the shehakol. And that's a gemara and daf. That's a gemara later on. Achar ze motzosi be'ezus Hashem yisbarach. You didn't have your resources. Petshuvas ginas v'rodim. Chelek or achayim. Sivim simin choftes.
Isn't that the prima adam? That's prima adam, isn't it?
The ginas v'rodim? I don't think so. The hell le'ikar yata. He holds yotze.
Against osos.
Against osos.
Wow. That's pretty,
And the Mogen Avram Paskins unite Yotze. Mogen Avram Paskins unite Yotze.
But the same Mogen, the same Pesach would say that if you said Shahakha, you were Yotze.
Yeah, it's an open Gemara. That's Gemara where it's Daphne or something. Wild, huh?
They can just do that? So knock out Tosus or something?
What's the idea? Why wouldn't you do that?
That's
a good word. Actually, doesn't the Gemara say, I think it's an open Gemara. It says, maybe I'm making this up, but I'm not confused by that. But if you say Hadama instead of Ha'etz, you're Yotze, because
that's
Hadama
correct.
Is more general.
That's correct.
If you do that, you don't, shouldn't change to Ha'etz, you should just leave it. It's practical.
I mean, if you can, change it.
Right. Should you, I mean, he's simply inferring that you shouldn't.
There's no reason to.
Right.
Yes, yeah,
that's a whole question with the Tchilas HaBracha and Sofa HaBracha. It's a whole, it's very Kaliyah Sugya. But, what's that, Mishayim up there?
Yeah, I thought there was an
opinion. That's the Gemara. That's right. The Gemara that I'm talking about. Where is that Gemara?
It's on the, well, Daf Mem has the Shah.
Mem, there you go. Where is it? Mem,
from the bottom, the
Mishnah. Yeah, but that's not, but there's a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says, yeah, it's funny Gemara. Top of Mem on the base says Itmar Rav Huna Omar puts me in a pas and in a yang. So he says Yotze and everything shahakol Yotze with the shahakol except for pas and yang. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Rav people pas and yang. Name a kid tonight. So this is a machlokas name. What's the machlokas? Raw pas. Or makam and no pasu. Borach hamakom shabara. Yasa. You see bread, and you say, "What lovely bread! Thank God that He made it." You can eat. Okay.
You have to have said kam and no pas, or just borach hamakom shabara.
No, you have to apparently. You have to identify the object. Ro'a te'ena v'omar kama no'a te'ena zu baruch ha'makam shebara yotza divar Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi omer kol ha'mishanim yabei ha'shtov v'chomim v'brachos lo yotza v'chavasam Neima Rav Huna damak Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yochanan damak Rabbi Meir. So why you say that's machlokas? That what? That Rav Huna says you're not Yotze on Pas, you make a shakol, you hold your Mishan and you have Be'er Shtav Rukhom. Right? Just like Rabbi Yossi said, you're not Yotze, he said how beautiful this Pas is, Baruch HaMakom Shebara. And Rabbi Yochanan says you're Yotze with a shakol, he doesn't care about the Matbea, as long as the Shevach fits. Right? Just like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, no. Omaloch Rav Huna, Rav Huna can say to you, Ana de Omri afilu Rabbi Meir. That when I say you're Yotze, that you're not Yotze with a shahakol on bread, even Rabbi Meir would agree to me. Why? Lo kama Rav Meir hasam ela echa dikam midkar shmei depas ava echa lo midkar shmei depas afil Rav Meir moda. So he says at least you mentioned bread. Rav Yochanan amar loch ano da amri afil Rav Yossi, and Rav Yochanan could say I'm according to Rav Yossi too, even though Rav Yossi said you're not Yotze if you say how beautiful the bread is, baruch amon gevurah. You'll be Yotze if you say a shakal. Why? Hosan, lo kam Rabbi Yossi hosan elam mishum dekam rabrachat lo takin rabban. Aval amar shakal niyeh bivaro takin rabban. Rabbi Yossi mona. So there is a matbea. Doesn't mean that you can't say the bracha that wasn't assigned to this is you can't just make up your own bracha. But as long as the chum have a bracha, you'll be yotzei.
That's the maskara.
So we hold like that, right? That's the side we hold like. The yotzei, what has a, we paskin, the yotzei. Afibu pasi ayin name. Afibu pasi ayin, that's what we hold. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So we hold that ayin and pas, yotzei v'sei shak on the yivro. Right? But yet, it's a big machlokas if you say Boipir 8 on Yayin. But it's a funny machlokas. It's like it says it, and nobody understands it. It's not like a. It's a funny kind of a machlokas. It's like the Key Giger is just astounded. Doesn't even see the side.
Would Adama be like
Shahakul
or
Aishim? Would Adama... Could you say an Adama there, you mean? On wine?
Yeah.
Find that one there.
That's a good question.
Is it a yes?
According to Rav Kiger. But you know what's strange? You know what I can't... You know what's really strange? Is that...
Oh, I know. I have an idea for that.
Hold on. Hold your idea. Is that the Mechaber Paskins that if you make a Bore Pri HaGofen on a grape... John, Yotzi or not?
Which was, according to which shita?
According to the shita, tell me which shita is which. Go ahead. Tell me
if you make what on what? If you make.
You have a grape.
Right?
And you say Bore Pri HaGofen.
Yes, I would say Yote. I would say Lekuleyama Yote.
He said Yote.
I would say Lekuleyama Yote.
Why?
Okay.
Imbidiyevet birech ala novin, Bore Pri HaGofen. Oach Areim al HaGefen Yotza. And on that, the Morgan Avram says, it's on the previous one. He says, in the previous one, he says, you're not Yotze if you make a Bore Pri Eitz on Yayin. That's Shosu Yayin B'Yerich Bore Pri HaGofen. The Ochel HaNovim, Torah Chavar Chavayim Bore Pri Eitz. Doesn't automatically include it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll say like this, that in the Yayin, there's two Mechayim for the Bracha. There's two types of Hana. There's Hana, like of Hana Sachila, but then there's also the, like we said, the state, the Simcha, whatever, all these things that the rituals are describing. So whatever that concept is. So the thing is that if you make a Hadama, you're simply not responding to the Mechayev. If you make a Ha'etz, you're simply not responding to Mechayev. Because the Matbea Ha'etz is a Matbea that's created to respond to the Mechayev of Hana Sachila.
And if you make a Shakol?
Hana a Shahakal also. Shahakal is...
The Yotzei.
Oh, your Yotzei and the Shahakal.
That's the problem. That's what Giger's problem. Because you see, if you go more general, your Yotzei. So Eitz is just more general.
Well, you could say, because you could say that the bracha of Shahakal is a bracha that simply, that exists for any type of Hana. You could say that's a bracha for Hana in general. But Hadama is a specific tzur that was made for Hana Sachila, Pri Hadama. There is no pre-Hadama that that has these other effects. But Shehakol Niyeh B'Varo is a tzur that's for Hana in general. So if you make Hadama, you're simply not responding to the Mechayev. But if you make a Hagafen on a grape, then certainly a Yotze, because the Hagafen...
Why? But that Matbeya is for a different type of Hana.
No, I'm saying there's two. There's Trey Suge Hana. Yeah. There's two categories of Hana. So you're making, in other words, that includes the Hana Sachiva, but it also includes this other type of Hana. The Shevach is more than you need to.
It's not a shevach on a different, it's not a different type of ano. I mean, you're not making a shevach on a different type of ano.
In what, in wine?
Yeah. Aren't you recognizing a different aspect of the pri?
You're recognizing a different aspect of the pri.
So it seems like it just doesn't match up. Because the machayev here isn't that aspect.
It's the wrong specificity.
Specification.
Yeah. So, but 1 second. So, what's the scorecard here? In terms of yayin, so you have the mugin, the ritva says you're not yotze, right? Are you saying the yayin ritva says you are yotze?
Yeah.
What's bays two dots yudalad mean?
That's a helkos brachos bays yudalad.
Okay. Let's see.
You just happen to have a Hilchos Brachos.
I thought you said you're not Yotze. Days you get down?
By bread you're not Yotze the Revolver.
Oh, by bread you're not Yotze? Kol sheyesh lo bracha pratis, ubirich alav bracha klolis Yotze. That's like we were saying, right? Min birich bracha pratis, al mishe birkoso klolis, lo Yotze. So he says, if you have a specific bracha, you make a general bracha, you're yotze. But if you make a specific bracha when it's supposed to be a general bracha, you're not yotze.
With the grape juice?
Ketzad birch al yayin bori pri eitz. Oh, al peiros ha'ilan bori pri hadama yotze. Aval al peiros ha'adama bori pri eitz lo yotze. Shere eino pri eitz. Doesn't make any sense. I don't know what he's talking about. I mean, he's just saying logically, the prod is not. It's just not pre AIDS. Not because of protos and clothes.
Right, yeah.
I thought.
Protos and clothes would be like you make a bari pre AIDS, a bari pre guffin on a grape. Not that you make a bari pre AIDS on a carrot. It's not product and quality. That's different. But anyway, he does say. Yeah, it's interesting.
This year's a process.
Interesting. So why are you not Yotze? So that puts him in a big problem. So why are you not Yotze on bread?
Where is that?
Bays Tes Zion. Oh, Nirin Hadvorim, Shim Birich Al Hanovim, Bore Priya Gofen, Yotza. Sere Pri Gefen Aid.
Apparently not.
So he doesn't mean that when he says Klal Prat. He just means that. He's just saying that if you're supposed to say a general, specific bracha, a general bracha will include it. It's just saying a point of logic. That if it's a general, if you're supposed to say a specific bracha, and there's a general bracha that includes it, you're yotze. You don't need to say that particular form. Why do you even have to say the other thing? Very simple. But if you're chayev in a general, why is bari pri a general bracha? I don't understand what you mean by that. And bari pri eitz is a specific bracha?
Then you're not yotze. You think because trees come from the ground, therefore if you make hadama on something that grows on a tree, so you're yotze because trees come from the ground ultimately. And that's why hadama is a general bracha, right? In that way.
It's just almost so obvious that you make a bari pri or eitz on a carrot, you're not yotze. What shaychus does that? Just because the bracha you were supposed to say also in concept includes bari pri eitz doesn't mean that the reverse is true. That's just a funny thing. It's a funny thing to say. Yeah, Yeah, so what is it about? It says, Birech al hapas, bore mine mizonos, yotza. Although in Birech pri hadama, lo yotza. Shekeven shenase pas, eno nikra pri klau. There you go, it's interesting. Elo lechem omozim, chen das morizo. So that's like Rashi. That's like we're saying about Rashi. Once it's made into the pas already, it's not called pri. But he's saying it's because it's called lechem. Yeah, el lechem omozon. It says a new shame. But that means say it's too. It's already new substance. It's interesting. So you can't call that pri hadama because it doesn't have a shame pri. Interesting. Who's Mori? The Ra'ah. Yeah.
No, I just didn't know that the Ra was the Mora Harit Ritva.
I
thought it was like John Bond.
I think they thought the Rashba was.
Or the Rashba.
Well, the Rashba and the Ra were together. They were together at the same time.
And what is John Bond today?
He's their Rebbe.
John was the Rebbe of right before that. I think it was the Ramban and the Rash, but then the Riva is the last.
He
called himself the cut.
Who is the last?
The Riva is the last. Yeah, well, that's the Rashba and the Ra'ah. That was the thing, the Berak Abayas. He wrote the Rashba, wrote the Torah Abayas, and then the Ra'ah wrote the Shmeres Abayas, and the Berak Abayas, and then the Rashba wrote back the Shmeres Abayas. All anonymously.
Like I love them. Like they were like
but they lived in the same town.
They probably saw each other every day.
No, I think they were more like Chavrusa, more like Chaver, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Anyway, yeah, this is really nice.
I think he wrote it anonymously.
I think so. I don't think he wrote it.
So how do we know?
They admitted it finally, actually.
Somebody was saying yesterday, some of the books that they got from the Vatican, they had a guy memorize them. Was this one of those books? They had like a guy walking with.
I think that was the Meiri. I think that was the Meiri.
That's how he memorized his memory.
He memorized the entire
Yeah.
Photograph of memory.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, there are probably mistakes, but
yeah.
Photograph of memory, you can pull it off.
Alright, let's see if we can finish up. So is that rule true? Is that in fact true? That just because there's something else that you can do with it that's better, means that there is an ultimate derech achila. So we negate, so you change the bracha, you don't say bari pri adama on on the intermediary stage. Go ahead, everybody say shackle, go ahead. Who wants to read this? Levi, you're working hard on this already. Go on, Omar Rabbi Zera.
Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Nasna, Omar Matna, Omar Shmuel. Akra Chaya, Bishim Kla Dishori, Mivarchina, Alayim Shah, Akra Yavar.
Right, Akra Chaya. On Kora, what's Kora?
Words are punching. According to Yeshua.
Okay, and Ra. And on Kemach of Seori. Seor, that's what?
Barley.
And then you make a shakal. Now, barley is the worst, right?
Of the cream.
Right? Like, isn't that the carbon, the mincha of the sota?
Right. It's the most inferior.
Go ahead.
My love, the chiti bar.
So what does it mean if on Seori it says you make a shahakol, the implication is chiti you make a bar pri adama? So you see it wrong? Are there any rationals? My love. Yeah.
Is that us?
Right. But he was not. He wanted to show him his whole approach is wrong. Right? Well, I just want to prove to you that, that the bracha is right. The whole way of thinking about this is wrong. Okay.
So why is he suddenly coming in with like this argument about Hashem? I mean, that seems like that's already a whole different story for why Kinfa the Titi should be a Bor Piridama.
So, I mean, but why isn't this a question on him, right? So why on the Seorim do you make a boy, do you make a shackle?
Right.
If you say the Milsei card.
Right.
I mean, which far is this going to? If it's the Milsei card, so why isn't Seorim the Milsei card?
And that's not why he held, he didn't hold it Kimpa the Titi had a Adama because it was Kashuv, it was just because it's still the pre, right?
Well, the Gemara is just going with the just trying to deduce something from this brisa, and there is a hierarchy of flour. So for the brisa to take the lowest one and say that's a shackle, that implies something, right?
I mean, the Chashuv thing is not a comment on the svara. That's just in terms of how to read the
yeah, in terms of how to read the brisa, you have to take into account the relative values. Yeah. It's interesting. And that's why, maybe that's why it asked the question that way. It was just trying to say, but why can't I say the other way? It's difficult. I mean, is this a question on both sides?
What do you mean?
Is this a question on both sides?
Well, Rob is the one who brought the braces, so he has the right to. He's the one asking the questions here.
It doesn't work out according to anybody. But if you hold changing its form doesn't do anything, so then the Seorim should be Bor Piridama. So that doesn't work, because it's Shackle. And if you're going to say that because of something else, you don't make a Shackle, so why doesn't it say Kemach? Achitam. But who's asking this question? It's the Stam of the Gemara, no?
Rob is clear.
It's the Stam of the Gemara. Hey, go ahead. Let's go a little further.
No, Techiti Nami Shakol the Gemara. Not really. I can't prove from there that Kimcha the Titi would be a.
It would still be a shackle. But why doesn't it say that? Go ahead. So why didn't it say chitim and I would have known sorum? You understand that?
Because
it's more right. The more chashuv, thing is shackle, and certainly the more important thing is shackle.
That's right.
I would have thought you don't make any bracha on it. And apparently, that's the why Seori was not a kasha. It's really just not a derech achila at all. Apparently, I mean.
Is that what not chashuv means?
Who said? Where's the not chashuv?
This Rashi said that wheat was chashuv, implying that Seori was not.
Mechlal b'sfilei b'chiti bar b'yadama. The chashuv. I guess it's chashuv in terms of achila, right?
Yes, that just that means Seora isn't eating as much, or? Like,
I guess so. I mean, that's hard to say, but yeah, definitely not as much. So apparently, it's like eating a raw potato.
But you still say shackle.
Still say shackle.
Yeah.
But there's a havmina that would be even worse. The havmina would be like eating spice. Right. Go ahead. So the more questions that. Why would you think we wouldn't make a bracha at all?
The migar on the melech bezamis, it's not an al melech bezamis, on the shakol on the gevara.
Yeah, why would you think it's worse than salt and zamis? What's zamis?
Me melech.
Salmuria. Salmoira. I forgot my dictionary. I'll have to take a look at it at home.
Well, the Haggadah box, it means Meh Melech.
What?
Something derived from salt.
Salt water?
Brine.
Brian, what's the, don't you have the, Omei, yeah, Mei Melech. All right. Sounds similar to salt. Okay. Go ahead. V'hechi teisek adayin de lo tiboy brocha. What kind of hafni is that? It wouldn't have a brocha. Even this stuff has a brocha. Go ahead.
Istrich. So good that if I mean a melech was amas ovid inche disheli lepume. Avon kimcha disori ho lepasha lepupiani lo liverchol eklo. Mash malon kim dislehanami ne by brocha.
There was, you might think that, that salt and zomis is people throw it in their mouth. Why do they throw it in their mouth? But the kamach sa'ori, since it's bad for your stomach, right, maybe you shouldn't make any bracha at all. Kamash Malon. That's the Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon is a no from the Achila. You're going to pay for it later. But there is a no from the Achila. The Zomis is Marak. Because that's a Greek word for a soup. Zoomin. Yep. I don't know. It's interesting thing. If you have me to say, you don't make a bracha on it. Because it's kosher.
Kukiani.
Kukiani. Kosher with kukiani.
Mom family.
It's just kosher with kukiani. I mean, that means it, it causes it. Like sushi.
According to your mom.
Tape. All right. So what are we going to do tomorrow? Chazara. We haven't done any chazara. Stuff at all.
We're not going to go on the field.